Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thank you very much for staying with me. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. And don't forget to all the things you can do on my website. Lots of archives, especially. I don't know how many dozen archives we've got with our good friend who's with us this half hour, Mr. Steve Martin. Steve is the president of Business Solutions. He's the author of Creative Approaches for Creating a Cost-Effective Organization. He is our profit pro and an original member of our Brain Trust. Steve Martin, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always, and Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you.
Steve, I was talking about earlier, I was telling them about you joining us to help us create some new profit opportunities in our business, and I was talking about one of the things I know you want to talk about today is eliminating non-value added activities in our organization, and I use the analogy of barnacles on the keel of an ocean going ship, that you know, if you ever look at one at the hull of a ship like that, there are, you know, thousands of little bitty, some of them are teeny tiny barnacles. And if any one of them all by themselves are negligible, they're virtually inconsequential. But over a period of time, they kind of aggregate, don't they? They get together and all of them together take a serious toll on the performance of that ship.
That's right.
And these non-value-added activities are like little barnacles, aren't they?
They can build up over time, or they can be there from the beginning and you don't recognize it. It's like
a nickel here, a nickel there, and before long you're talking real money, right?
That's exactly right. It's like running on sandpaper instead of on nice, smooth grease, you know?
Right, right.
Things don't slide as well.
What's an example of a non-value-added activity?
Salesman waiting to get in to see a potential client. A salesperson standing at the counter in your store, your retail store, waiting for a customer to come in. The time and energy that they spend just waiting represents no value to your company.
Mm-hmm.
Now you'll say, oh, gee, I've got to have a salesperson out on the road visiting clients, and yes, I have to have someone supporting the store, you know, just being there. But the reality is they're not adding true value. No one is paying. Well, here's a fundamental question you can ask. Who's paying to do this? Is it you, the owner, or is it the customer?
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at things like waiting time or travel time, things like that, it's typically you, the owner, are paying for that.
You know, that's one of the things that I've tried to teach people over the years is understanding the fact that your salesperson's activities is an asset that you can either turn into value or you can squander.
Exactly.
Because every time one of them takes a breath, it's a nickel out of your till. Right?
Absolutely.
Every time they take
right.
a breath on your time, it's a nickel out of your till. And the question is did that breath put in 7 cents or not?
Yeah, did it put anything in?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you'll find that in a lot of cases, people in sales are spending a small percentage of their time actually doing the productive work of talking with the customer,
mm-hmm.
making the sale. Because the rest of the time, they're traveling, they're waiting, they're looking for information, they're writing reports. That sort of thing. They may be doing a follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
But how much time are they actually spending on the phone or with the customer on your store floor or actually with the customer in their place?
So how do we solve this, Steve?
You have to first understand what's happening in terms of where the time is going, where the energy is going, how much is bucketed into each of these particular
activities. So we've got to measure where we're stuck. We got to figure out how to measure where we're being unproductive.
Sure.
So we got to ask questions. We got to make observations and ask questions, don't we?
Perfect detective work. Absolutely. And once you ask those questions, say you have a traveling salesperson, you can pick up the call reports and see how much time they actually spent in front of the customers.
I'm afraid to say, Steve, there are people listening who are saying, call report?
Uh-huh.
You know, see, that's, you can't measure it, folks, if you don't have it identified somewhere. And if you're not creating a call report, if you're not identifying if your salespeople aren't identifying their activity, well, you're probably squandering those resources. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Steve Martin. We've got more to come after these messages. Back at 17:10. I'm Jim Lassingame. The Small Business Advocate Steve Martin is our guest. He's the president of Business Solutions. He is our profit pro on the Brain Trust. He's the author of Creative Approaches for Creating and a Cost-Effective Organization. Steve, tell us where your book's available, please.
Jim, it's available at our website. It's profitpro.us. Profitpro.us.
And you got a lot of other resources there too, Steve.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you making those available. Folks, if you want to become a much more deliberate and successful manager of your business, whatever Steve has to say, you'll learn something. And I encourage you to check out his website or go to my site and find his place in our Brain Trust. He's on the schedule this week. That's a quick way to find him on our weekly schedule. And just anything he has to say will help you to be more successful. And, Steve, on behalf of my audience, I want to thank you for all that you've done for us.
Well, Jim, I really appreciate it. I have to thank you for providing this forum for small business people all over the world, and it's a great thing.
Well, they're worthy, aren't they?
Yes.
Small business owners. They're certainly worthy of my efforts, and I know you feel the same way. Let's get back into these non-value-added activities, and I think people might be a little bit surprised at some of the things that you're identifying. And you were talking about making sure that we measure and ask questions about the activity of our sales force. Look at those call reports. Now, okay, if you don't have call reports, folks, you got to get those. But let's say they have call reports. What are we looking for on these call reports?
Jim, you're looking for, well, in terms of value added, you're looking for certainly the amount of time and energy that went into making the call. And then you're looking specifically at the bottom line. What was your gross revenue and what was your net profit out of the particular sale?
All right. Now, let's say that we find a salesperson who we believe is worthy. This is not somebody we want to get rid of. We want to keep them. But we identify that they're not adding as much value to the bottom line as we need them to. How do we fix that?
Well, you've got to find out what the problem is. Are they in the salesperson's defense? Have they been assigned a group of customers that are long shot,
mm-hmm.
or are they small? And
are they having
like
to drive too far between every call?
Absolutely.
Whatever it might be.
Sure.
Have they got the right sales material?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Do they have the right pitch? Do they have, in
training.
Terms of making the sale? And, of course, then the fundamentals. Are they capable of making a sale? Some personalities,
Steve,
just aren't suited for that business.
How many small business owners have a salesperson out in the field, and they're paying them $25, $35, $45, whatever thousands of dollars they're paying them, and the sales are okay, but they're not great. And somebody says, and then they see an opportunity to give them some sales training, and it's $1,000, and the person and the business owner says, "Oh, I can't afford that."
That's, I think, happens probably in the vast majority of the time.
Way too often.
Of the time.
And another thing is, it's $1,000, and they're going to have to be out of the field for 3 days.
Yep.
Oh, I can't afford for my guys to be out of the field for 3 days.
Well, that's like taking the barnacles off the bottom of the ship. If you want it to go faster
right. And
use less fuel, you have to do the maintenance.
You have to pull the boat sometimes, don't you?
That's exactly right. And I've seen some pretty incompetent salespeople who really had the personal ability to do it, but they didn't have the skills.
That's the biggest thing. One of the biggest mistakes that small business owners make is not providing the high-level training that the big companies do. That's one of the things big companies do a really good job of. When they hire somebody, they invest in them, don't they?
Yeah, they have to. They know the equation that putting some tune-up in the engine or even building the machine properly will give them better results.
You know, Steve, I talk about things all the time that big businesses could learn from us. There's a lot of things small business owners could teach big businesses, but what we just got through talking about is one of the things that I always say that we need to learn from them, from the big companies, and
that's
the value of training. All right, Steve, what's another way we can get rid of some non-value-added activities?
Well, another question, and you know me, I love to have business owners ask questions, is when you're looking at any activity, I want people to ask, what specific value does this activity add, and where specifically does it show up in my selling price?
Hmm.
How am I getting, you know, where is it in the price that I'm charging to that client? And I'll tell you, one of the places to look and ask that question is on all the paperwork that you're doing in your company. And you know what? Paperwork generally does not show up in your selling price. It shows up in your expense side of the equation.
Yeah, it's what you're saying is we need to learn how to identify everything that every dollar that we spend, and see how it threads its way back into our profit margins, into reducing our profit margins, or adding value to our profit margins.
Mm-hmm. And you take a look at things like processing a customer order, or mm-hmm. from all the way through, from start to finish, when the customer walks up to your counter and places that order, or calls your order center and places the order, what happens to that order as it goes through?
And how much does it cost you?
Absolutely.
You know, that's another thing big businesses do. When they mail you something, they know down to the half cent what that cost them. If they wait on a customer, they know what all that costs. We need to know more about these things, folks, to see where the profit opportunities are or where they're lost. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back with Steve Martin. He's our profit pro. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Steve Martin, and he is the author of Creative Approaches for Creating a Cost-Effective Organization. That's his book. It's an outstanding book, folks, and it will make you money. It will save you money and make you money. I encourage you to check it out at his website. Give it to us again, Steve. Are you there, Steve? Did we lose him, Roger? Looks like we may have lost Steve. We'll get him back on the air. Are you there, Steve?
Yeah, I'm here.
There you go. All right. We thought we lost you there. give us your website again, please.
It's profitpro.us.
All right. And Steve, give us another example of a non-value added activity, something that maybe we hadn't thought about.
Inventory, Jim. Inventory sitting on the shelf, it does not generate value. In fact, it costs you money every second that it's sitting there. You should not have anything in your stocks unless you can prove that you absolutely need it to support your business.
And this goes back to measuring, doesn't it?
It certainly does, Jim.
A, B, C's, and D's.
Yep. You have to understand your business to be able to... You have to be able to measure it to control it.
What you sell a lot of are your A's. What you sell a little less of are your B's. Not so much your C's, and occasionally a few times a year are your D's.
And you know, Jim, unless you've got a tremendous profit margin on your D's, your C's and D's, you may not even want to have them on your catalog.
I say that certainly D's and maybe some of the C's, never let them spend the night under your roof unless they're already paid for.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, shipping these days, fast shipping is just so relatively inexpensive and so reliable that you can afford to have your distributor or your supplier stocking those slow-moving items for you at no cost to you, and then have them delivered to the customer in a day or two or three.
One of the most important best practices that's been developed in the last generation, over 20 years, is just-in-time inventory.
Absolutely.
Not as opposed to the method that was used for thousands of years, which is just in case.
That's right. Pile it up just in case somebody might need it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, a lot of small businesses that I've talked to are still working on the just-in-case theory.
And you know, Steve, I've asked members of the Federal Reserve Board, a Federal Reserve Bank, I have a theory that just-in-time inventory practices by all companies throughout the marketplace has done more to cause our recessions to be shallower than anything else that we've ever done. And every time I say that, all the economists I talk to agree with me about that.
Absolutely. Yeah, one of the primary measures of recession is what's happening to inventory.
The inventory backlog.
Absolutely. Yep, so any small business or any large business has to look at inventory as an expense rather than a profit-making activity.
Well, and you actually get, when most people say inventory, they're talking about SKUs, stock keeping units.
Yes.
But when we say inventory to you actually have a broader brush on that, don't you?
Yeah, I'm talking about anything that's held in stock.
Toilet paper, soap, pencils.
That's right. Material supplies, product, work in process, the forms, the pencils, everything that you have. Absolutely.
How about we got about a minute, Steve. How about expenses for little things that somebody asked you to do and you thought, well, this would be a nice thing to do, and then after a while, you know, it's a year later, you don't remember why you did it.
That happens all the time. It's the old knee-jerk decision to say yes or to doing something.
Well, you know, and sometimes it's the right thing to do. $25 a month for a year is the right thing to do. But you've got to come back at some point and say, okay, but we got to revisit this in 6 months or in 12 months to see if we still want to do it.
Absolutely right. If you're going to enter into a contract, don't enter into one that's what they call an evergreen contract.
Right.
That's going to automatically renew because you'll forget about it and cost yourself a lot of money.
Absolutely.
Even at $10, $20, $30, $40 a month.
Steve, give us your website one more time.
ProfitPro.us.
And the book is called Creative Approaches for Creating a Cost-Effective Organization. And, folks, I recommend it to you. Steve Martin, thank you for being here. Happy New Year.
Jim, Happy New Year to you. Thanks.
Give our best to Catherine.
And
see
best
you later.
To Devona and your family.
Yeah. Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.